This is Youth Express. We have a special program today. It's Inclusive Innovation Week, and this week runs from April 2nd to the 8th, and we are talking about play and how play is for, well, just about anyone of any age and of any background. Oftentimes we like playing together in small groups or just playing by ourselves. So we're going to be talking with some guests that we have here at the Saturday Light Brigade Studio in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. And I'm going to start over on the green microphone. Let's first talk to this young man. What's your name?
Noah.
Hello, Noah. How old are you?
5.
Right next to Noah, who do we have?
Shirley.
Shirley. And how old are you?
63.
All right. Thank you for introducing yourself here. And next to Shirley, we have...
I'm Mary Ann.
Mary Ann. Welcome to the studio, Mary Ann.
Thank you.
And where are you from?
Well, actually, I grew up in Swissvale.
Oh, neat.
But now I live in the South Hills. I live in Bethel Park.
Great. Well, nice to have you on the air. And how old are you?
Well, I'm more than 65.
More than 65. That's fair enough. And last but certainly not least, we have on our red microphone, what is your name?
Oh, Stella!
Stella! Wonderful. I'm glad to have you on the show today, Stella. Where are you from?
Where am I from?
Yes.
Massachusetts.
Wow. Oh,
representative from Massachusetts. Yeah, Shirley's clapping over
That's a few far away.
Oh, it's pretty far away, yes.
My friend lives in I know one person lives in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Great. Do you get to meet often with them?
No, I haven't. Since my husband passed away, I don't get to go over there anymore.
Right.
I know someone in Massachusetts, my cousin.
And Noah has cousins in Massachusetts.
All right.
Hey, what are their names?
Valena.
Vimeda.
Wonderful.
Her name is Virginia, the one I know.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, we're talking about play today for Inclusive Innovation Week. And what are all the things, I just want to ask about, what are all the things that you enjoy to do as play? Maybe we can go around the circle, starting again with Noah, and kind of figure out, Noah, what do you like to do to play?
I like to play Uno and Roa.
War. Oh, yes, card games of Uno and War.
War,
great.
Yeah.
And how do you play Uno, Noah?
Once one card is left, I say Uno, but whoever ends up losing all the cards wins.
Oh, boy, that's a good one, Noah.
Yeah. Does anyone else in the room know how to play Uno?
Yes, I understand about Uno.
Yeah.
But I do, I like bingo. We just played spring bingo.
Bingo is a good one.
And then I do search for a book. I do my word search in a book. You find the words in the word book, like. Mm-hmm. And then also I color in adult book.
Oh, good. Yeah, those are becoming very popular.
Yes,
these
they
days.
Are. Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
Mary Ann, what do you do to play?
Well, I like to play board games also. Okay.
Oh, great.
All right. So I guess when, you know, I was growing up, we played Monopoly, and that was
always
a great game. And now there's a lot of kind of, you know, adult games, you know, picture games where you have to draw pictures. And then card games, you know. I played Uno also.
I do too.
But sometimes maybe 500 in Pinochle.
Oh, yeah, 500.
Which are maybe more grown-up card games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What would be the goal of the games like 500 or Pinochle?
Well, to win.
To win. Oh, yes. How do you win those games?
Well, you know, with 500, you just keep playing and you add points up till you get to be 500.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Nice. And Stella, do you play any card games that you enjoy or board games?
Card games?
Oh, yes. What kind of card games?
I don't.
Okay. I want to go back to Noah here for a moment. Noah, are there games that you like to play outside as well?
I don't really know, but I think chalk is one of them.
Chalk? Oh, nice. What do you do with chalk, Noah?
Draw pictures.
Oh, great. So we heard a little bit about adult coloring books that Cindy was talking about that you like to do, right?
Yes.
And I think that drawing is another one of those creative things that we can enjoy at any sort of age. You can get creative in representing pictures. Some people might have a specific thing that they draw really well. Noah, what do you like to draw when you're playing with chalk?
Wicked witches.
Oh, good thing for Halloween. Are there things that you all like to draw when you have a pencil and paper or crayons or markers?
Well, actually, I don't really sit down and draw, but I think that you can be creative and call it play when you're doing maybe decorating in your house. That's kind of a playful thing to do. You can decide maybe where you want to hang your pictures, not the ones you've drawn, but pictures you've taken maybe. And just maybe decorating in your house is a playful thing because you get to choose how you want to do it and what it needs to look like, what you want it to look like in the end. And no one else needs to tell you that. There's no right or wrong.
Oh,
you know, and I think that's the thing about play. There's no right or wrong.
Mm-hmm. It's just kind of testing the different ideas that you have and you know, creatively thinking through, I guess, a problem or problem solving. Mm-hmm. I think, too, of building a jigsaw puzzle. A lot of that has to do with problem solving, you know, finding a particular piece or a color that matches with another piece that you're currently trying to solve, and that's a playful thing. Does anybody have any other games that they want to mention or other creative things that they like to do for fun?
Well, I like Monopoly, like she likes Monopoly. I haven't gone to play that yet, and Bingo, we play Bingo at home, too. Mm-hmm. And we play it for, like, money, you know, 50 cents.
Sure. So there's a little bit of, I guess, risk involved
in
having money for Bingo, too.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I want to thank you all for coming into the studio today and talking a little bit about play. These seem to be a lot of different things that we can do together. Decorating a house, I'm sure, is fun when you're doing it with someone else.
I usually decorate for every holiday.
Yeah, and card games are a lot of fun, too, when you get to share that with other people. Drawing with chalk. I'm sure, Noah, you enjoy drawing with chalk with other people, too.
I used to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Long time ago, we have horoscopes. You make a sign, make the thing, you know, hopscotch, and whoever gets to the end wins.
Mm-hmm. So, hopscotch.
Want to know one of the names of my friends?
Yeah. Who'd like to play
Juliet
with?
Is one of them, and Ava's another.
Nice. Does anybody else have any shout-outs to people who might be listening outside of the studio or who have called in to listen? If not, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's Inclusive Innovation Week here, and we're celebrating it at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. You're listening to Youth Express right now. We're going to take another short break before going to talk to more people who are visiting the museum today. And thanks for joining us.